Fatal crash in Lawrence Township under investigation by the Highway Patrol. It happened around 12:15 Thursday afternoon on Route 93. The patrol says a northbound pickup crossed left of center and hit a southbound truck. 41-year-old Sean Simon of Massillon was pronounced dead at the scene. 70-year-old Terry Evans of Massillon behind the wheel of the second truck was transported to Altman Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A passenger in his vehicle was not hurt. Canton man facing multiple charges after a police standoff in the city. Officers responded to the 1300 block of Garfield Avenue Southwest around 10 a.m. Thursday. 42-year-old Philip Dula accused of barricading himself in a house after police arrived to serve active warrants. He was taken into custody 3 hours later. Dula was arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court. Status hearing set for Thursday. He's charged with resisting arrest and obstructing official business. Bond set at $25,000. 2 year sentence handed down to an Elyria woman after a guilty plea in a harassment and threat case. 21-year-old Jocelyn Shepard pleaded guilty Thursday to retaliation, menacing by stalking, and telecommunications harassment in common pleas court. Judge Kristen Farmer imposed the sentence following allegations Shepard made calls and texts last September and October that caused two women to fear for their safety. Sentences will be served concurrently. DNA testing has solved a cold case dating to 1998. 81-year-old Lawrence Drotleff of Euclid reportedly admitted to dismembering the body of his father. Remains of Lawrence Drotleff were discovered days apart in two suitcases in Dover and Jefferson Townships in Tuscarawas County. Investigators were unable to identify the remains at the time. Drotleff cannot be charged for abuse of a corpse due to the statute of limitations. He faces charges of stealing more than $246,000 in his father's Social Security and pension benefits. DNA testing in 2023 linked the remains to a family member. Drotleff reportedly told detectives he found his father dead, cut up the body, and disposed of the remains. Construction could begin later this year on a major safety upgrade along Tuscarawas Street West in Canton. The project includes roundabouts at Broad Avenue and Arlington Avenue Northwest, along with sidewalks and raised medians to improve pedestrian safety. City officials say the changes will reduce speeds, eliminate lane changes, and cut down on crashes along the busy corridor near Altman Hospital. Cost estimated at $21 million, with $5.3 million coming from ODOT. Tuscarawas Street has long been a high-traffic area with a history of accidents. Rodan safety items moving forward in Imishillen Township after action by trustees Thursday. The road department will purchase 1,000 tons of road salt through the ODOT program for the 2026-27 winter season. Trustees also approved continued use of Stark County Sheriff's Dispatch for the fire department at $40.20 per call. Non-resident EMS and fire billing rates will remain unchanged. Diebold Nixdorf has been assigned a first-time BB- long-term issuer default credit rating with a stable outlook. The North Canton-based company says the rating from Fitch reflects improvements in its financial profile and consistent performance. Leaders of the maker of ATMs and security systems call it a milestone as the business continues to strengthen its operations. Residents will have local options to safely dispose of unwanted and expired medications during Drug Take-Back Day today. The event running from 10 until 1 and being sponsored by Stark County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery, the Sheriff's Office, and other local partners. Prescription and over-the-counter medications will be accepted anonymously. Drive-up sites include the Alliance Walmart, Massillon Law Enforcement Training Center, the ODOT office in Canton, Sam's Club in Jackson Township, and the Stark County Fairgrounds. Syringes and sharps will not be accepted. Two local leaders were honored at the University of Mount Union's regular annual meeting. Elaine Dunlap and State Representative Scott Olslager were presented with the Mary Regula and Ralph Regula Award for Public Service. The awards were presented Wednesday at the Alliance Country Club. Dunlap, a retired Alliance educator and longtime volunteer, while Olslager represents the 48th District in the Ohio House, which includes Alliance. Deadly shooting outside a convenience store has led to prison time for a Warren man. Federal Judge Dan Aaron Polster handed more than 7 years behind bars to 32-year-old Jamal Rowe. Pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm. Prosecutors say the August 2025 shooting on Elm Road in Warren stemmed from a fight over a dice game that left one man dead and another wounded. Savion Woodall faces state charges, including murder and attempted murder. Two other men are also charged in federal court.